Well, boys, I'm glad to see you again. Since I last saw you, I've made quite a tour, and at some future time will describe to you what I have seen. I promised at this meeting, however, to tell you something about animals, and I propose to begin with the horse. But I know that you like stories better than lecturing, so I will proceed at once to tell you some which I have gathered for you. Frank says,
"We never feel tired of listening to you, Uncle Thomas. We know you always have something curious to tell us."
Well then, Frank, to begin at once with the horse. In several parts of the world, there are to be found large herds of wild horses. In South America, the immense plains are inhabited by them, and it is said that 10,000 are sometimes found in a single herd. These herds are always preceded by a leader who directs their motions, and such is the regularity with which they perform their movements that it seems as if they could hardly be surpassed by the best trained cavalry. It is extremely dangerous for travelers to meet a herd of this description. When they are unaccustomed to the sight of such a mass of creatures, they cannot help feeling greatly alarmed at their rapid and apparently irresistible approach.